Welcome to What's With These Homies Talking About Weezer. It's me, Matt Apodaca, coming to you on 4th of July, baby. That's right, a little bonus episode one day before the main episode drops. How exciting. This one, I mean, I just want to talk about this song because, I mean, hey, look, I love 4th of July. I love my boys, Weezer. So why don't we get into their patriotic song, their tune, okay? Their little patriotic tune, I Love the USA. It was a digital single released in June of 2016 on, well, I guess June 29th, 2016. It was on the digital deluxe version of the White Album. And according to the band's Instagram account, Rivers was inspired to write the song in April of 2016 while the band was promoting the White Album in Europe. And he said, "We were on tour abroad, and it got me thinking about a lot of America, which led me to write I Love the USA." Cuomo said, that's what he said. Rivers also said in July of 2016 interview that he began writing the song about a year earlier. The band was later approached by Apple Music and NASA to take part in a celebration of NASA's Juno spacecraft arrival at Jupiter on July 4th. Cuomo said that the song seemed like the perfect fit to commemorate the occasion. The song is notable for being the first officially released Weezer track in which Rivers sings the word fuck. Both a clean and explicit version were released. The clean version replaces all the instances of fuck with F. At 1:20, a minute and 20 seconds, an alternate clean edit was used in the August 2016 Team USA Olympics promo and replaced fuck yeah with oh yeah. So, I mean, that's all the information there. And I thought, why not get into, I would watch the video and react to the video. I haven't seen the video in some time, so this could be fun. We'll hear the song, and I'll watch the video, and I'll talk about what's going on. And then you can get back to jumping in pools, eating hot dogs, doing whatever you're doing. And hey, make sure, I want to say this before we get any further, be safe with those fireworks. So here is Weezer's I Love the USA. You got Patton Oswalt, head-to-toe American flag, got a USA fanny pack. He's kind of like, what's going on here? I can't believe I'm in here. He's touching stuff. Kind of like he's getting away with something. Oh, there's Rivers. Place I was born that he's way. In the Oval Office. I bite my fingernails, still got bills to pay. You should know what to say. You got Patton lip syncing the song. I'll put you in your place, land of the free. I'm on my way. I mean, look, I swear, Rivers doesn't. This is shocking. Stop it, coffee bean. This is like a dream. Let's run across the beach. Mama, what's the deal? Nothing's wrong with me. Still water's running deep. Home of the brave. Dog on a leash. So the thing about this song, and you might drag me, I do kind of like this song, and it's a very different sound for Weezer. It's sort of what we're used to now. I think his singing voice on this song is really, really good, and I like the instrumentation on here. You got Patton now doing like jumping jacks. He's standing on the president's desk.
Fuck yeah, this place is great. I love the USA.
That was fun to hear him. This guitar solo rips. And you know, this song and video sort of is pre, I'll go ahead and say it, Trump. It's pre him. He was certainly in the conversation at the time, but this was not while he was the sitting president. Video came out a month before the election. Planes up in the sky, there's a missing man. A boy who didn't make it. Uh-oh, Rivers hit the button and blew up the world.
Just try to make America great.
There, Patton goes, you've taken a shot at the at Trump. And you know what? Good. You hear that, Trump?
Ever wonder why someone would leave?
Oh, no. Then it, an ad auto-rolled from YouTube for Pacifico Beer. Pacifico, if you're listening, you want to sponsor me? I love you. So that was I Love the USA. Yeah, like I was saying, I don't think the song is like what Weezer fans want. It's certainly, it's an oddball song, but I gotta say, I do think that he sounds great on it, and it has parts of the song that I really like. It's not one of my favorites, but hey, I'm not mad at it. And you know what? Maybe you guys like it too. Maybe I'm reading into it the wrong way. I think it's great. But thanks for tuning in on this special day. On July 4th, and if you're listening to this after July 4th, sorry, this is a dated episode, but I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that you tune in tomorrow for Alone 3, The Pinkerton Years. Thanks. See you then. Bye.